just from my side, I think it's a strategic investment having the Chinese involvement because, you know, like frankly, the live export industry is in quite a difficult position at the moment. It's had a tough 12 to 18 months, and I think it's going to be tough, another tough 12 months. But we think, you know, long term, it's a tremendous industry. You know, we've got long term customers in all markets, but we think that China, we're a little bit more cautious than our new investors in the Chinese market. We think it will open. We'll think it open, you know, slowly and strategically. But the good news with our investors is that, you know, we see ourselves ready to go into China.
So it sounds like it's almost definite that one venture would be to start exporting into China.
Our main focus is Southeast Asia. That's our bread and butter market. It's where we've been for the last 20 years. You know, we shipped up there. We shipped to Southeast Asia last week, and we'll be shipping to Southeast Asia next week and the week after. So that'll continue to be our focus. But what I think is exciting is that as China opens and our guys up in China, and these guys are, you know, two of them are Australian. There's four Chinese involved, but two of them are based in Australia and two are based in China. We've also got a staff member up there that was already part of NACC's business in China. You know, I think they'll present opportunities as they arise in China, but it'll be up to us in Australia to, you know, work out the supply of cattle and the economic feasibility of it.
Are they silent investors, given that, you know, it sounds like they don't have intimate knowledge of the trade?
Oh, look, the good thing is they've certainly giving us the autonomy to run the business as we understand it. Like, we've obviously got the contacts with the Australian government. We understand the complexities of supply and demand. We hold the customer relations in Southeast Asia, which is why I think it was a natural, you know, equity fit to for these guys to come in behind us, because I think it'd be very difficult for international people from China, obviously, to start their own business in Australia, because it is such a complicated business. There's a lot of rules and regulations, and, you know, you need the experience to know what to do.
Patrick Underwood, of course, today is a big day for you, undoubtedly. So given the changes that we're hearing today, where to from here, from today onwards?
Look, we're talking some 3 to 5 year plans. But look, to be honest, I'm a realist, and it's a difficult trade at the moment. And, you know, to be honest, I'm focused on next month and the month after, which is, you know, delivering great cattle out of Northern Australia to our customers in Indonesia, Malaysia and Vietnam. So, as I say, business as usual. We're loading a ship in 10 days' time out of Darwin. But I guess the thing is, you know, what the important thing is with skin in the game is obviously more than ever, we'll, you know, do our absolute best to do things as well as we can to survive in this tough industry and eventually thrive, I think, because I think, you know, that's where the industry is at the moment, is try and survive, and then when you come through in the next couple of years, on to bigger and better things. But for us, it's just exactly what we're doing the last couple of weeks, except with different ownership.
Did that try and survive mentality help make the cost of taking on this venture a bit more achievable?
Oh, look, yes, I think so. I think, you know, a live export business for sale 3 years ago would have been worth more than it is now. I think it's fair to say that. I mean, you know, most businesses are judged by their profitability, and, you know, I think it'd be no great secret to say that live export, you know, it's been difficult for the last couple of years. There's a lot of costs involved.
Why did you decide that now was the time to invest in the industry, given the difficult trading conditions at the moment?
Look, I was at various levels as a producer, I guess, through the NTLEA or Meat and Livestock Australia, and now as an exporter. I've been involved in the industry for, you know, most of my life. I think the fundamentals of it are still incredibly strong, obviously. You know, particularly in Southeast Asia, and I say that because I know it more, but of course there's been some, you know, some strong competition with, you know, Indian buffalo meat and other issues. And, you know, Australian cattle are quite expensive at the moment for all our markets. But it's just a trade that, you know, I enjoy. I really enjoy the, you know, our customers in particular are very loyal and good friends. And when you see, you go to an Indonesian feedlot and you see the literally hundreds of people that are employed there and the local farmers, and you see how well the Australian cattle do in those markets and how they're a very reliable and important food source to the people. It's, you know, it's just a good, exciting trade to be in. It's, you know, obviously it's very dynamic. A lot of things change all the time. International shipping, exchange rates, the whole lot. But Yeah, it's just one we're passionate about, and I just see it at a difficult period, but I see some rationalising of it. So I see some correction in Australian cattle prices in the coming years, and I see some utilising of the shipping capacity, excess shipping capacity around the moment, once the China trade opens. And when you see, two or three of those things start to flow through, I think you'll see, a more sustainable industry.
NACC, obviously it's a massive day for you, Patrick, so we appreciate you finding some time to step out and speak with the Country Hour.
No problem at all, Lydia. Thank you.